Perek HaKoel Shoichtin is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Eitan Ben Yisrael Zorach Zichroina Levrocha by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Krauss. May the Torah study learned in this shiur be an everlasting schus for his neshama.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Our Gemara discusses the halacha of Vidka Demaya. The Gemara says that if a person opens up a Vidka Demaya and he causes water to travel and turn the mill, the water mill that causes the knife to shech the animal, whether or not we consider this a koyach adam is, in other words, if it's a good kosher or shechita because a yid actually did the shechita because koyach gavra, or whether we consider it not to be koyach gavra will depend on whether or not it's koyach rishon or koyach sheni. If it's the first koyach, then that's considered koyach gavra and the shechita is kosher. If it's the second koyach, it's not considered koyach gavra and the shechita is possible. Similarly, we find by Ritzicha such a concept. And the Poskim compare this to Hilchos Shabbos. So this is a very, very relevant to us to know Lagabi Shechita, not so relevant perhaps, but Lagabi Hilchos Shabbos is extremely relevant to know and to understand the concept of Vidka Demaya and the concept of Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni. There are Poskim that are of the opinion that if a person presses a button and sets in place a process that takes some time, so for example, if you have a timed operation where a button is pushed and it starts a timer going, and then after a few seconds or a few minutes it causes a fire to go on, that would not be considered Chilul Shabbos Al Yidei Maisa, will be considered Chilul Shabbos Al Yidei Grama, which is far less severe than Chilul Shabbos Al Yidei Maisa. This is because they understand that the concept of Koyach Sheni would apply to a situation where you press the button and pressing the button set in place a series and a chain reaction of processes which were consummated in lighting this fire. The Chazon Ish discusses this concept of Vidka Demaya, and he wonders, he has a suffix, whether or not the idea of Koyach Sheni applies to Vidka Demaya specifically, or to any case where a chain reaction of events is necessary in order to accomplish what the person is trying to accomplish. For example, let's say we were not dealing with a Vidka Demaya. We were dealing with a situation where a person picks up a barrel of water and pours it, and the water goes the Koyach Sheni and turns this water mill and causes the animal to get shechted. Would that be considered Koyach Rishon, or would that be considered a Koyach Gavra or not? The Chazon Ish is not sure whether the differentiation that we made between Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni applies only to the case of Vidka Demaya, where you're removing a Moinea, Hasaras Moinea, where the water would have gone on its own. There was something blocking the water, and then you remove that thing that blocks the water, and the water of its own accord goes, or if a person takes a barrel and actually pours it out, where the person didn't just remove the dam, the person actually poured the water and caused and made the water go. The Chazon Ish has a suffix about it, so we don't have a clear achra from the Chazon Ish, so it's worthwhile trying to understand what electricity is doing the tool. When a person pushes a button, is that considered a hasaras meineh, taking away something that's stopping the electricity from going, or is that called pouring the barrel, where you're actually putting the thing in motion, and the water does it, the koyach sheni, when you put the water in motion? There certainly are situations. I don't know if every circuit that a person closes, what that would be considered. But generally, when a person closes a circuit, what he's doing is he is creating a bridge. Until now, there was the conductor did not was not in the right position to be able to conduct electricity. When a person throws the switch, the person moves that conductor into the right position to be able to conduct electricity. So it's neither here or there. It's not exactly a case where you're taking away something that's stopping you. It's not either a case where you're actually making the thing go. It's creating, building a bridge so that the electrons can travel through this area. I was always misupic about digital technology, which we know is based on the concept of semiconductors. The entire logic system of a computer is based on semiconductors, where you have a material that is considered a semiconductor, where it does not conduct electricity on its own, but if electricity is run through that material, additional currents can go through that material. This is a rudimentary explanation of semiconductors. I do not consider myself an expert on the topic, but this is my basic understanding of how a semiconductor works. So it's a little bit different than the situation of a switch, because in this case, you're not actually moving the material into place. You're causing a change in the material which allows this material to be a conductor. This is a step down from the old-fashioned switches where you're actually moving the material and creating the bridge. In this case, you're just somehow transforming the material and turning it into a bridge. Perhaps it's the same, perhaps it's different, not 100% clear. When I learned the sugya, I considered a svara, which I think might be correct in this topic, which perhaps makes things a little bit worse for us and a little bit more chomer on Shabbos. If you look in the Yad Ramah over here, the Yad Ramah seems to explain the actually it's not here, it's in Sanhedrin. The Yad Ramah seems to explain the concept of Bidka D'Maya in the following way. He says, if a person were to shoot an arrow, and there was a shield blocking the arrow from killing a person, and somebody else goes and pushes away the shield. So the arrow is going anyways. The movement of the arrow is in no way affected by the fact that he pulled away the shield. However, the arrow would have stopped when it got to that place. So the Yad Ramah says that Koyach Rishon, if you're speaking about Koyach Rishon, why Koyach Rishon is different than an arrow. He says, Koyach Rishon, the water was not traveling yet. Therefore, when you took away the dam and you caused the water to go to Koyach Rishon, says the Yad Ramah, you actually created the movement of the water. However, in the case of shooting an arrow and there's a shield blocking the person, that certainly is not your maitza, even the Koyach Rishon, because it can't be considered Koyach Rishon, because the Koyach of the arrow to go already existed before you pulled away the shield. I believe that the way the Ramah explains the continuation of the Gemara is according to this concept. It's very hard to understand what the Yad Ramah is saying, but the way I understand the Yad Ramah is that when the Koyach Sheni is by definition when the water is traveling in a way that it's not noticeable in the water, the added velocity that was created because of the fact that the water was dammed and then the dam was removed. When you remove a dam, the water moves in a way which is not completely natural. If the water had been flowing like that for a long time, the water wouldn't look the way that it looks when you remove the dam. However, once the water travels a little bit further, the movement of the water is not easily noticeable in the movement of the water, whether or not at some point this water had been behind the dam and was now traveling as a result of that. That's how I understood it. That's not 100% clear in the Ramah. If you understand like this, it's very possible that all of these comparisons and conclusions that we try to reach in modern technology based on this concept of Bidka D'Maya may not be correct. It's possible that the concept of Bidka D'Maya, of Koyach Sheni, where we say Koyach Sheni is not considered the person's action, that concept only applies to a situation where a person coming to observe the thing that's transpiring at this point would not be able to notice and discern that another person had put this chain of events in motion. The movement of the water looked very natural. It doesn't look like it was created by a person. However, if a person pushes a button, and that press of a button causes a chain reaction to take place, and he sends out a nuclear missile that flattens the city, nobody watching that missile traveling will imagine that the traveling, the motion of that missile is a natural thing that was not created by a person. The natural world was not created with missiles just traveling on their own. This entire thing had to be set up by mankind, and then another person came along and completed the picture by pushing the button, and that completion was the crowning achievement of all the hard work that the people before him put in to create this machinery. And when he pushed the button, he actually brought everything that they did to fruition. Therefore, when a person uses a machine to do something, he turns on a car, or he presses a button, and he causes an oven to go on, or whatever it is, it's very easily understood when a person sees the fire in the oven that this fire didn't happen on its own. This fire was created by a ma'aseh adam, something that a person did. Therefore, it's possible that all these things might not be doima to bidka d'maya. By bidka d'maya, the movement of the water is a natural thing. You're right, in this case, the water would never have moved in the first place if the dam would still be there. But now that the person removed the dam, a person looking at this water would not be able to tell that the movement of the water was created by a person. Therefore, that's why the Gemara tells us that klias sheni, when it's no longer easily noticeable that the movement has anything to do with what the person did, that is not considered ma'aseh adam. However, in the case of modern technology, where it's obvious to everybody that these reactions, these processes, could not have been put in place naturally, it certainly would be considered to be mesiachis to the person, and it would be considered ma'aseh adam and koyav gavra when that process takes place. This is a thought that I had. It's certainly not 100% muchach. It's, I don't know, even 50% muchach. Yeah, you have to look in the Ramah in Sanhedrin and understand what he's saying, because it's a very hard Ramah to understand, but this is a concept that I wanted to suggest.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.